Hi, Steve. Welcome back to another episode of the Rated 18 podcast. So this segment is called the Wild Segment. So on this segment, I'll be reading wild stories, wild sex experiences, like name it, anything wild, anything that can make you say, wow. We're going to be talking about them and I'll be reading them on the Wild Segment. I'm still your girl, King Cheek, aka Big Baby, and welcome to another episode. So, we received lots of wild sex experiences. And the first one I'm going to be reading is from this guy. So I asked, what's your wildest sex experiences? What's your weirdest sex experiences? You know, people have like wild sex experiences. Meanwhile, for some people, they may not be wild because some people are more wilder than you think they are. Like you'll be thinking your own experience is wild until you meet the Odogu. The people that will tell you stuff, like, you'll be like, yeah, so this kind of thing happens, okay? So I'll be starting small, and as we go higher, we progress, okay? So the first one is this guy. He said his wildest sex experience is doing a quick doggy with his girlfriend back then in secondary school in the science lab. Oh, more, come on. Like, I'm just thinking about my own secondary school days. Like, I went to a girl's school, and We were holy, we were virgins, like nobody even knew anything about sex. Okay, so I'm just wondering, like, people had secondary schools where they went to and they were having sex in the science lab. How? Where were your teachers? Where were your classmates? Like, how did they do it? I know people that went to mixed school, like my brother used to tell me that in his school, seniors used to have sex. They used to catch seniors having sex in the classroom, seniors having sex in the gutter, like, and I'll be like, yeah, like, I'll be so shocked. Like, how are they doing? Because in my school, the school I went to, we do not have such thing. Like, such things do not happen. So this guy's wildest experience is he was having sex in the science lab with his girlfriend. So I feel maybe what can make that his wildest experience is the thrill. You know, knowing that any moment someone can come and catch you. Yet they did it notwithstanding. They did not even think, okay, maybe a teacher could find them out, or maybe if they were junior students, a senior can catch them. So I guess that thrill, you know, having sex in places where people could find you out or people could catch you or something, I think it gives people this adrenaline rush. I don't know, because I've not experienced it before. So that's the first one on our list. So the second one on our list is this man. This one is thoughtful. This one is very complex, and he's even saying it, that it is complex. This is really wowza. This one is more than wow. This is wowza. He said, mine is complex. Threesome with a mom of 45 years old and her daughter of 23. They both squirt so good. Hey, the world is coming to an end. Let Jesus come and carry his sins, including me, because, like, this guy had sex with the mom and her daughter at the same time. It is not the same thing they were cursing out Naramali for. That means people are doing it. You know, last year Naramali said that his fantasy is to have sex with the mom and the daughter at the same time. And people went gaga on social media. A lot of people were cursing him. That's a taboo, abomination, this and that. Meanwhile, someone here has had sex with a mother and a daughter, and he's even complimenting them. They squirt so good. The mother and the daughter squirt. Like, I feel like something is not just right. Why would a mother and a daughter be having sex with the same person? In this same Nigeria, people are hypocrites. People are claiming holy. People are doing crazy things that are going on. People are having sex, like the mother and daughter having sex with the same man. Like, that's very weird. Like, that's actually a very weird sex experience, because I don't think it's something that... No, I can't even picture myself doing that. I can't picture myself having sex with the father and the son at the same time. Truly, truly, maybe it's even an abomination. But you know, we Nigerians, we are very superstitious. I'm sure there is no abomination there. Nothing will happen to the guy. In fact, he has even lived long enough to tell us the story, and he's even reminiscing the experience, and he's telling us that they sweat so good. So he really enjoyed his time. But one mom will have sex with her daughter with the same man. Like, that is crazy. Why would you have sex with the same man? Are you not like, that means the same pots, the same place your daughter is eating from, that's the place you are eating from. That kind of mother can actually have sex with her daughter's husband. There is nothing you will tell me. There is nothing you will tell me. That woman can have sex with her daughter's husband. And that daughter can have sex with her mother's husband. Like, there's nothing wrong with sharing. You know, she can be having sex with her husband and she calls her mom. Mom, can you come join us? You know all these pornographic videos where they'll say, I fucked my stepmom. Or my mom fucked my boyfriend. All this kind of crazy stuff is going on in Nigeria. It is going on. And the guy is saying it is complex. When you were doing it, it was not complex. But now you're talking about it, it's complex. Right on, sir. Right on. Keep it up. You know, we are seeing a lot of crazy things in Nigeria, but we know that it's getting crazier. You're having sex with a mother and a daughter at the same time. Now, there comes this one. Fucking a pregnant lady each time she comes to the hospital for evaluation and antenatal and postnatal visits. Fucking a pregnant... Hey! Chineke. Fucking a pregnant woman each time she comes for evaluation. So it's possible that this person is a doctor. Okay? Thank God this thing is anonymous. It's anonymous actually. This guy has been having sex with a pregnant lady each time she comes for postnatal visits. No, I think that's antenatal and evaluation. Or maybe even after giving birth, she was still coming to the hospital and he was still fucking her. I've heard lots of stories about doctors and what doctors do to patients. Like, my friend even told me one time that she went to, you know, to see a gynecologist and it was a male gynecologist. Before he knew it, this guy was like, he could see his dick like rise when he was doing examination of her vagina. And I'm like, are doctors not supposed to like, you know, be more professional? But at the end of the day, doctors are human beings. So my problem here is the pregnant woman that is having sex with the doctor. Is your husband not fucking you at home? You know, most times they tell people, like, they tell men, when your wife is pregnant, that's the time you're supposed to, like, be giving her more sex. Because I feel like the hormones when a woman is pregnant is crazy. Like, we can talk about the hormones in a woman when she's maybe seeing her period or during ovulation. Like, it's crazy. That's that where a woman is the horniest. When you're seeing your period or when you're on your ovulation, then how much more when you're pregnant? So most men, you know, they reject their wives. They don't have time for their wives when they are pregnant. Most men don't even like cater to their sexual needs. So I can see why a pregnant lady will be having sex with her doctor when she goes for ovulation. That's so crazy. Like, so crazy. Even you, the doctor that is having sex with a pregnant woman, are you not even scared? This is another woman's wife, for crying out, and she's pregnant. Are you not scared? Are you not scared of anything? Like, that means this doctor is used to doing this thing. You know, and some people may even have a fetish for pregnant women. Yeah, I've seen something like that before. Like, this guy that said, anytime he sees a pregnant woman, he's always turned on. Anytime he sees a pregnant woman. So, that definitely means he has a fetish for pregnant women. But I really, really hope that this was, you know, consensual sex, you know, even though she's pregnant or anything, I really hope it was consensual, meaning that the pregnant woman actually like consented to this sex, because I've seen situations where doctors actually drug their patients. They drug, there's even this one I saw during surgery, while the patient was under anesthesia, the doctor was actually having sex with her. You know, I've even read somewhere where the patient was under coma. I think she was under coma for a few years, and this doctor each time would go and have sex with her. So imagine, while she was in coma, she got pregnant and she gave birth. So imagine you, like, you know, they did CS to remove the child. So imagine you waking up from a coma for over five years, and you're seeing a baby. They give you a baby and like, this is your child. So a lot of doctors take advantage of pregnant women. So I hope this is not the case. Like, this was consensual sex, because it is even wild that, you know, you're having sex with a pregnant lady, your patient, you know, that's violating the professional code, the code of conduct. I don't think it is right for a doctor to have sex with a pregnant woman. Like, that means she's a patient, do you get? So that's violating the code of conduct. And it will be more wild if the sex is non-consensual. I think that's even a crime, okay? So the next one on our list is this one. He says, a pregnant lady ate my ass like 5 years ago. LOL, lol. I don't know what it is with pregnant ladies, but I know that pregnant ladies have very crazy cravings. You know, pregnant ladies crave everything. They crave the weirdest thing. A pregnant lady ate your ass and you are lolling, you are happy. Like, what is it with pregnant ladies? You see pregnant ladies that love the smell of toilet. So maybe that's the one that is going to die. It's us. Like, what is it? What's happening with pregnant ladies out here? I'm sure if we asked a lot of pregnant ladies, what did you do when you were pregnant? What's the sexual activity? You will hear a lot of crazy and crazy and crazier stories. Like, I don't understand. And I'm sure this is not her husband. Oh, yeah. Well, there are some pregnant women that are not married. Of course, there's that exception. But pregnancy is supposed to be a time where you're trying to, like, think about how you give birth, born with your child, and all that. People do crazy stuff. I think pregnant women do the craziest things. Pregnant women do the most. You know, pregnant women have cravings. Some of them want to eat things that do not even exist. Their husbands have to, like, go all the way to find it. But then we can give them a pass, okay? It's not easy, you know, trying to, like, bear a child. It's not easy carrying a child for 9 months. So I'm sure the body does all sorts of stuff to them. So it's not easy. So, yeah, we can give them a pass. Okay, at least they're pregnant. So let's just pity them. But that is crazy, okay? People may even feel that when people are pregnant, they don't have sex during that period. But I tell you, pregnant women have the most sex. Doctors even advise pregnant women to have sex every day. Yes, every single day. Okay, so the next one is, I had sex with my friend in the parlor while watching movie. While her parents was watching movie. I had sex with my friend while her parents was watching movie and they didn't notice Sha. Okay, so that means this, like maybe they were young or they were children. Or I don't know, I don't want to assume. They had sex in the parlor while the parents were watching movie. And did not notice. Not my mother. It's not even possible. My mother will, if you do like this, ma'am, my mother will notice. If people just go silent, I don't know how they did it, because you know, some children can be very dubious. Some children can be very somehow. But I put it to you, my mother will definitely know. Like, what movie were the parents watching that they did not notice that something was going on? You know, as parents, you know, there are things you did when you were young that even if you would just have that, you know, thought that, this one that they are keeping quiet, or this one that, you know, everyone would definitely feel awkward. If anyhow, you can be having sex in a place and people do not notice. Omo, you must be some very serious top secret agent to have sex in the parlor and your parents are there and you're not watching. Girl, you don't have the bold mind, dude. People are very courageous. Very courageous. Like I said, people like having that kind of sex, maybe because of the thrill, or they're just, you know, that adrenaline rush, maybe they'll catch them or something. But you are very brave. Your parents are in the parlor. You have the mind. Bad children everywhere. You have the mind to have sex in front of your parents. Because of what? My mother will definitely catch you. And then, it can't even be someone like me. Because I moan very loudly during sex. So, I don't understand how I can be having sex when someone is there. The person will not catch me. It's not possible. In fact, if you are planning to, don't even try with a moaner. Someone that moans, like, you'll be disgraced. They will catch you. Like, I don't understand. Someone is dicking me and I'm sitting. I don't understand. A prick is inside the vagina and I'm just sitting down watching movie. Like, how? How is that possible? People, I give it to you guys. You people are trying. I'm wowed. Wow. Wow. You can have sex in front of your parents. And you're having sex. Like, maybe is it like real sex, or maybe he was just fingering her? Because I'm trying to, like, picture the scenario. How did they do it? Was she sitting down on him? Was the girl kneeling down? How? What kind of position did you people use to do this sex? Because I'm trying to picture all the sex positions I know. And that sex position, one person has to be on top of one person. Or maybe people are lying down. Like, how did you do it? Okay, I'm very confused. Yeah, I'm very wild here, because the position that you will have to do, I don't think someone like my mother will not notice. She will definitely notice it. This one, he says, my wife and I had sex on the roof of our old apartment building in broad daylight. Oh, she, that's what we call a spicy marriage. Oh, she, baddest. The baddest of the baddest. In broad daylight. On the roof of their building, they were having sex. Okay, that is spicy. That is wild, but I'm not sure this guy, I don't know where this guy is living, because this kind of thing will depend on your location. If you are living in Surulere, don't even try this. Don't try Don't even try. If you are living in Surulere, Ikorodu, all those areas. This one is for people that are living in Banana Island, Ikoyi, VI. In fact, some parts of Lekki itself, don't try this. Don't try this. You will see yourself on social media. You will see yourself on Insta blog the next 2 hours. So don't try this. I'm sure that will be very lovely. Having sex on the roof. Oh, shit. Those people are really enjoying, people are really enjoying their marriages. Meanwhile, some people are busy fighting and chasing after side chicks. Meanwhile, someone is actually experimenting with his wife. That's why they say marry someone that fits you. Marry someone that matches your madness. Because those people, they are definitely, they are crazy. So the wife is someone that matches his madness. And the guy is also someone that likes that kind of stuff. So they can actually do it and enjoy themselves, you know. Not the ones that they know that they like to have that kind of fun and they'll go and marry Adaku. Adaku will say, I'm sorry, I don't want my village people to see me. I don't want them to trend me on social media. You're not going to start looking for side chicks. So this man actually met his match, guys, because this is crazy. This is very, very crazy. Like having sex on the roof, it's not even in the night. Most people actually do stuff like this in the night. But this man is having sex with his wife in broad daylight on the roof. I'm sure this man is not living in Surulere because we won't be hearing this information from the phone. We'll be seeing it on Insta blog or Gist Lover. So you're doing well, sir. The next one on our list, he's saying, I fucked my boss, he put in bracket female, in her office. She fired me that I would distract her in a week. This one, Nariwa, from Wow to Wahala. I'm sure you'll be regretting had I know I would have done it. See, work that you went to go and instead of going to focus on your work, you went to go and show your boss that you are Odogu. The woman doesn't say, oh my, this guy freak, I'm not going to concentrate. Oh, this is so funny. This is both funny and painful. I feel sorry for the guy. Because, you know, there are some people that don't like to be distracted from their business. Maybe she thought it's just a normal sex. You know, there's some kind of sex you will have. You know, say, chai, shouldn't have fucked this person because you end up digmatized. Day and night, you want to be fucking that person. So, she just told her, oh, there's no point. Just come and be going. Come and be going. They sent you to destroy my life. Come and be going. This one suits me. Chai. See, small job. I'm sure it's just a hustling guy that just found a job. And to him, he may be feeling like, okay, if he satisfies this woman, you know, maybe she can be his sugar mommy. Not knowing that the guy is going to, the woman is going to sack him. Hey, this is so funny. Sorry, dear. Next time, you will learn your lesson. When you are going to work, you focus on the work you went there to do. Business should never be mixed with pleasure. I like that woman. I like that woman. She knows the difference between business and pleasure. But anyway, sacking the guy, that was too serious. But well, nothing we can say. The man has already made her decision. Sorry, dear. So the next one, he says, I had sex in the cinema. Okay, I've been hearing this story a lot of times. Most people have had sex in the cinema, and that sounds, I don't think that's a really wow thing, because most people have sex in the cinema because the place is dark, and so people, especially if you go to maybe the top side, people are not really going to be looking to be checking what people are doing because everywhere is pitch dark. So that's what he said anyway. Maybe to him that is like a wow moment. So this one is saying, I fucked a girl from Ghana and she's bigger than you. That is me. That girl fucked me 8 times. Is it 8 times in a night? Hey, Ghanaian girls, so say, you fucked a guy 8 times in one night. That's 8 rounds of sex. Yeah, I hope you're okay though, because Ghanaian booty is nothing to joke about. Like, her bum bum is bigger than my bum bum, and she fucked you 8 times. I hope you're okay. I hope you are strong. I hope you did not faint. I hope you did not pass out. Because if you are not strong, if you don't have power, you can lose your life. Okay, so tread with caution, tread carefully. Kudos to the girls. She did a good job. Okay. I know that's the work of Ghanaian Banku. Oh, more people, they fuck. People are doing crazy things out here. Okay. So, We're going to the next one. This one said, I got heard from my teacher. Child. If the teacher is secondary school teacher or primary school teacher, please, that's child abuse. That is what? Child abuse. That's, and we do not condone child abuse over here. Like, why would a teacher be giving a student head? That's wrong, man. It's not, it doesn't make sense. You know, I don't support child abuse. You know, a lot of guys were actually abused as kids, but they see it as fun. Like when they grow up and they are talking, oh, my house girl was the first person to give me head. And they don't, I don't know whether they don't realize it or they just decide to just sweep it under the carpet because they are guys. You know, a lot of men were sexually abused as kids, but they just sweep it under the carpet under the pretext of, okay, I'm a guy now, nothing there. You know, men have this mentality that since if it's like, since they are the ones, I don't understand. I don't know how to explain it. Like, since the woman is the one receiving, that means she's the one that, you know, that's the same mentality that makes men to feel like when they have sex with a girl, that means they have used the girl, or they are the ones that gain, or the girl is the one that lost. Cause I don't fuck them. Like, it makes them feel like powerful. I don't fuck them. That means, I don't know whether they feel like fucking a girl reduces the quality of her pussy. Because it does not. Having sex with a girl does not reduce the tightness of her pussy. I can really testify to that. Having sex with a girl does not reduce the tightness of her pussy, does not reduce the sweetness, nothing. If a girl has a white pussy, that doesn't mean she's been having so much sex. That just means she has a white pussy naturally. Tight pussy, if you like, fuck 1 million guys. If you like, fuck big gola after you finish, when you come back. In fact, that can even make the pussy to be tighter than what it is. Yes, I can give an example. Like me now, and my pussy is very small. I have a small pussy. So if I have sex with, if I don't have too much sex, my pussy will swell up. My pussy will get smaller. So having sex with a girl doesn't mean you've used her. Doesn't mean, so that's what the mentality that it gives guys, that, okay, because they are a guy and it's a girl that raped them. So that doesn't mean anything. Saying that, like, it made them, they enjoyed it. No. If you were a child under 18, and an adult had sex with you, someone older than you had sex with you, that is sexual abuse. That is child molestation. That is child abuse. You did not enjoy it because it was not consensual. You are a child. You cannot give consent. A child cannot give consent to sex. So it's not, that's not like a wow moment for me. That's a cringe moment. Like, oh, why would a teacher be giving a child head? That is, I'm even sorry for you. You don't know that you've been through a traumatic experience. So I'm very sorry for you. I'm very sorry for what happened to you. Whenever I hear guys telling me like they had someone have sex with them when they were kids, I always feel very sorry. Because the same way it affects a girl that has been raped, trust me, that's the same exact way it will affect you. It's just, you know, society just makes you feel like, okay, there's no difference. But then, deep down in your inner child, you know, when we grow, when we have children that have trauma, you may try to bottle it up. But if you go through some form of therapy, you will notice that your inner child was wounded. Your inner child was hurt. You see, that's why some people, when they are exposed to some form of therapy, they break down. Like, they completely break down because they never even knew that they were hurt. They never knew how hurt they were. They just wrapped it up and moved on. So I'm sorry to any guy out there that experienced child molestation, any guy that was raped under the age of 18, I'm so, so sorry. You know, even raping over the age of 18 is still a crime, but, you know, as a child, it's tougher to deal with as a child when you don't even know what sex is about, and then someone is like having sex with you without your consent. Okay, so we move to the next one. This one says, sex in the car inside the stadium. So this guy had sex in the car inside the stadium and he feels that this is a wow moment for him. You know, some people have very boring sex lives that doing a very simple thing like having sex in a car, they're like, hey, I had sex in a car. Wow. Meanwhile, people are having sex with pregnant women. Meanwhile, people are having sex with mother age 45 and daughter age 23. You are proud of having sex inside a car in the stadium. Oga, how is your sex life? Please, your sex life is very boring. Some people, the day they have sex on the chair is a wow moment for them because all their life they've been having sex, mama and papa style, on the bed. So when they now have sex on the chair, they're like, wow, I had sex on the chair. I had sex on the kitchen table. Anyway, cut your coat according to your clothes, Abby. So people just, you know, every level of wellness is different for every person. You know, yeah. So now we're going to move on to talking about awkward moments during sex. So we're talking about awkward moments during sex. There are lots of moments during sex that are awkward, and we're going to be talking about some of them. So, our most awkward moments during sex, I'm going to be talking about most awkward moments during sex, okay? So, you know, there's some moments that happen during sex where you feel like so awkward. In fact, sometimes it can even kill the urge for sex. Everybody may just, you know, stand up and say, okay, it's okay, let's just forget about this, let us go. So, number one we're talking about is passing gas. That is messing. People where they mess during sex. Crazy. Like, why would you even do that kind of thing during sex? Like, is there anything that triggers that? All the while that you were there, normally nobody came to have sex with you. You did not pass gas. You did not mess. Now, during sex, and maybe when the thing is really sweet, you will not notice. Somebody just messed. Someone just parted. Like, for me, I would just leave the sex. I would just, because what do you want to kill? Who do you want to kill? I'm already hyperventilating. I'm already like, you know, working hard during sex. You know, during sex, you are expending a lot of energy. You are like very, very active, and then you are just getting this unpleasant smell. Why would you do that? You know, there's people that actually fart and then it's not smelling. We can even pity those ones. They say, okay, let's just move on. Let's act as if we did not hear anything. But the ones that, you know, most of the mess where they smell, you know, they even make sound. So you may not even hear the sound of the smell. You may not even hear the sound of the fart. That the smell, gosh, no. I think that's a very awkward moment. That would definitely kill anybody, except people that have farts as a fetish. You know, there are people that do fart fetish, and they wouldn't be hippie, and they would love that. Okay, so the second one is queefing. So queefing is, you know, it's just like farting, but then it comes out of the vagina. You know, when you're fucking and the air gets into the vagina, so while fucking, you the vagina will kind of like fart to let out that air. Gosh, that thing is so embarrassing. Jesus. My ladies, I know you people have experienced this thing. That thing is so embarrassing. Like, when I just recently started having sex, I was confused, like, why am I, it's not coming out from my bum, but there's this sound. It is so embarrassing. If you're not with a guy that, you know, that has been around, you will feel like fainting. There are some guys that will just tell you, no, don't worry, it's nothing. I think it's even someone that even explained it to me, you get. So if you're new to sex, or if you're having sex with someone that is new to sex, it can be very embarrassing. Even till now, I still feel embarrassed when that thing happens. Like, I'll just bone my face and act like, okay, nothing happened. But it's a very, very embarrassing thing. It's a very awkward moment during sex, because some people, you know, I don't think it's everybody that has that, that does that. So for people that have not experienced it before, it can be very, very awkward for them to like hear, you know, it's just letting out air, you know, the air that has been entering the vagina while you're having sex, and then it just comes out. So there's nothing so serious about that, but it's awkward. Okay, it's awkward. Also, another awkward moment during sex is when someone has a body odor. That could just kill everything, kill all the vibes, kill everything. Especially, you know, good hygiene is very, very important, you know, for ladies, for guys. You know, imagine when you're trying to give someone head and you will not even have to put your mouth, just carrying your face, like maybe this is just nearing like this. In fact, I feel like if someone has, you know, a body odor, a smell down there, especially for women, you don't even need to remove your clothes. It comes out. You know, if you're someone that has a good nose, it comes out. But for some people that cannot really perceive some kind of smells, like, you have to like take your clothes off, and you know, the guy is going there and he's perceiving something else. That is such a turn off, like a very, very big turn off. You know, some ladies have like maybe bacterial infections. That's what can cause all those fishy smell, bacterial vaginosis, you know, yeast infection, candida albicans, all those things cause odor. Okay, it can cause a bad smell, or just pure, you know, bad hygiene. Sometimes nothing is even wrong with you. You do not have any bacterial infection, but just bad hygiene. You know, after easing yourself, you do not wash up, you don't use towels or tissue to like clean yourself after urinating. And same thing goes to guys as well. Some guys could have the worst stench. Like, some guys do not wash their nyash after going to shit. You know that your penis is very close to your nyash. Especially those of you that have long penis. Your penis is close to your nyash. It's very close to your anus. Your balls, those of you that have saggy balls, you will use the toilet. You will not take time and wash your bum, but you will not take time and wash your penis. Who do you not want to put that thing inside someone's mouth? You know that when you sit on the toilet to take a shit, your penis comes in contact with your shit. The penis comes in direct contact because your dick is just dangling right there. So, okay, what if you are like taking a serious shit and you come out, you don't wash yourself. Hi, women, they chop rubbish. Women chop a lot of shit. Women take a lot of rubbish. Like, some men after eating themselves, I don't even think a lot of men after eating themselves, they use water to rinse. It's mostly women that I don't think most men do it. And that's the same. You see, some guys, if you want to give them head, you just basically want urine musty odor. I cannot do it. Like me personally, I can't suck any man's balls. Honestly, I cannot do it. I cannot do it. Please don't go and give me E. coli or any disease related to shit. Please don't give me. Because you need to keep yourself clean. If you want to have, there's some guys that are very clean, like neat. Everywhere is coming out neat, okay? So kudos to those guys. Kudos to those girls that are neat, you know. During sex, before you have sex, you could like go to shower because sometimes you don't have an infection. You don't have an infection. For those that have infection, if you like shower 1 million times, if you do not treat yourself, please, nothing will happen. You using soaps, you using deodorant is even making the matter worse. You are causing yourself more irritation. You are causing yourself, you know, the bacteria is spreading more. Bacterial infections, you know, on the genitals can actually lead to infertility. So it's good for you to get yourself treated, okay? Get tested, get treated. But if you do not have an infection, you could just, you know, take a shower before you have sex, okay? Take a shower, use good deodorant. That is okay. You don't need to do much. As long as you do not have an infection, just shower, maybe sweat. You know, sweat can also cause, you know, some kind of odor. This damp, mildew odor, you know, because of sweat. You know, we are wearing clothes. Clothes cover those parts of our bodies a lot, especially for people that love to wear a lot of underwear. They wear pants, they wear boxer, they wear petticoats, they wear mini trousers before they now wear their real clothes. Oh, guy, you go smell because we are in Nigeria. I don't know why people wear some, like me, I don't like to wear too many clothes because one, I'm thick, I'm big, okay? Two, Nigeria is very hot. The way God created us in this country, see, it's religion that is making us to kill ourselves. Our original forefathers, they did not used to wear clothes because of the hot weather. They would just tie up and breeze would be entering their bodies. You see now, even with all the deodorants and everything, people still stick because you are wearing so many clothes in your body. There's no air, there's no circulation of air, you know, inside your body. You will sweat. You see some men, they will wear bra, they will wear brazier. In fact, brazier is one of the most terrible things that happen to a woman. You wear brazier, you wear shimmy, you wear petticoat, you now put waist trainer and get with tights. Are you going to battle? Which war? Is it Biafra war? Which war are you trying to fight that you're dressing like that? With this hot sun, everywhere is hot in Nigeria. You're supposed to be wearing free clothes. If you want to wear pants, go for cotton. You know, go for cotton clothes, cutting panties. Don't wear leather. Some people will go and buy pants that has leather material. You will sweat no matter the deodorant you put. There are some clothes that are so hot that you still sweat, okay? So before sex, try to have a bath, try to take a shower, okay? You will smell nice. Wash yourselves well, girls. There's a way to wash your vagina. I know most people say just pour water on the outside. No, put your hand, don't use soap, just put your hand, you know, at the outer part of the vagina, rinse it well, you'll be okay, okay? So everybody should try to smell nice before sex because, that's such a joy killer. In fact, if penis is already standing up and hard, everything can just go down. I'm just here, excuse, and I want to go and do this one, that's how the person will just disappear, okay? So another awkward moment is when, you know, you guys are ready for action, but Oga Johnson no gree stand up. Everybody don't stand up, finish. Everywhere. Everybody is gingered. Everybody is, you know, the vibe is there. Everything is there. But Oga Johnson said what? No. Okay. And then you start hearing the guy saying, this is not usually me. I'm not usually like this, so I don't know what's causing this. Oh, guy, you know what is causing that? You know what is causing it. So, yeah, you know, guys like to like protect their ego. If a guy's dick is not standing up when the girl is already wet and ready, some girls will be so angry. So the guy will just be looking for who to throw blame because shame don't catch them. The shame is too much. Start saying, this has never happened before. Yeah? So this today of all days, that's when your prick did not stand up. This has never, this is so unusual. There's not one guy said that to me, I was just looking at him. Why do you have to? Which one is this has never happened before? All of a sudden, your prick did not restart. This has, or while you are having sex, all of a sudden, you just lose the erection. So that is actually from, there's health, that person has health issues, okay? That person has health issues. You know, people have weak erection. So the person might be feeling you, the person might be everything. Like, he wants to have sex, but the penis just, he cannot just stand. I think it's called erectile dysfunction. Yes, erectile dysfunction. That's erectile dysfunction. His body is willing, but the prick is not willing. The prick is weak. The body is willing. The body is ginger, but the prick is what? Weak. Sometimes the prick will rise small. After a few, 1 or 2 minutes. Because, see, I'm not really feeling myself today. Let me give you guys a short story. I'm sorry. This guy's going to see this, but I'm really sorry. This didn't happen to me before. Oh my God. I cried. Like, this thing pained me. I cried. God, why I cried was because I really liked this guy. We were actually dating, See me, I've been in a relationship, but I can't even remember. Like, I have short memory when it comes to relationships that don't last. Like, you're not in my memory. You're not, like, to me, I don't have any ex. It's only when things like this come up, and I remember that, okay, I actually had a relationship. So, this guy were cool. We were actually dating. This guy was so nice. Like, I think why I felt that bad was because I know that I cannot date a guy that cannot fuck me well. I'm a very honest person, okay? If you cannot fuck me, I cannot marry you. My honesty is very bad. My honesty is first things because lots of men, they like being lied to. But I will not be able to, because I will not be able to cheat on my husband. I cannot cheat on my husband. So if you cannot fuck me, it's better we go our separate ways. Okay, I'm this kind of person that I can't lie. If I lie, you will catch me. If I lie, I'm this kind of person, if my parents want to know the truth, if I say it, they will come and say, Mary, is this thing true? Because they know me, I'll always say the truth. I don't know how to lie. So I just, this guy was like my complete spec. Everything, correct. Okay, he had a little bit of flaw, and my mom was like, okay, you can actually help him through. I think he had like childhood trauma. I was ready to help him through the childhood trauma. But some of these guys could not fuck me. I said, no. This is not so. See, sex is like, we cannot cut it out. Like, if you are for, except the kind of relationship that can work for me is, you know, there's some guys that have money, rich guys, will be like, okay, I will not be able to fuck you the way you want, but if I'm not able to satisfy you, you can fuck someone else. If me and my husband or someone in the relationship, we have that agreement, then that can work. But if not, if you want me to be exclusive to you, you have to fuck me right. Nothing like this has never happened before. Nothing like, wow, I'm surprised. If you don't say your prick, not the rise, not near me. If you don't say you get a problem, erectile dysfunction, and you know that you will not accept for me to go out, definitely, you know, there are some relationships that they have this, you know, understanding. Okay, you can have sex with someone else. It's between them. Only them know that. Okay, you can have sex because maybe the man cannot satisfy the woman. So the man can even get someone to fuck his wife. Okay, it happens. People do it. Don't say, it happens in this Nigeria. People are doing it. People will do anything to make their marriage work. That's why honesty is very important in marriage. So, that's it. So this guy is so nice, so sweet. He's a chef. Like, he would bring me breakfast in bed. He would bath me. Like, this guy was treating me like a queen. Hey, I never knew that. The first time we tried to do it, the thing did not stand. He says he's stressed. Me, we don't like the guy. So, okay, don't worry. The second time. First time, I said he's stressed, he's tired. So, okay, because yes, stress can also cause, you know, the dick not to stand up. If a man is stressed or he has a lot of things on his mind, it can cause that. But sex is a thing of the mind. If your mind is not right, even you as a girl, if your mind is not there, you may not get wet. You, not even may, you will not get wet. If your mind is not in that sex, you will not get wet. So the friends, they wanted to try it. He said, he's stressed. Said, I said, okay, no problem. There's no rush. We can always have something. And the funny thing is, the one that is always gingering for the thing, the one that is always gingering for the sex, oh, baby, blah, blah, blah. The next time, say, this is stress. This and I started noticing. What's going on here? The third time, the same thing. I went as far as getting some, you know, supplements for him. He took the supplement, nothing really stand. I say, you have to go to him. Say, no, this is so unusual. This is unlike him. You know, guys, once their ego is being, like, is dangling on the line, they will say anything. I'm like, there's nothing like, this is the first time. It can never be the first time. It can never, your dick cannot just immediately, like, all of a sudden just collapse. It's not possible. Like, if you know you have erectile dysfunction, get treatment, okay? Don't use because of your ego and waste yourself. Because as a man, if you cannot have sex, I don't know what to say about you. But I think it's better you get treatment when you are still young. Because if you are younger, men from like 50, they can be excused. But if you are under 50 years, I think you should go for treatment. And also, men, you should really check what, you know, men that drink, and this guy drinks a lot of alcohol, he smokes, so that really affected his health, you know, his sexual health. Okay, so all those ones, all those, when the dick is not standing, I said that day I cried there. I don't think I've ever cried because of sex like that. I cried because I liked him and I knew that we were not going to work. So that actually had to go. So please, if you are a guy, please avoid that kind of awkward moment. Don't make your girl to be crying anyhow. Don't put her through tears. She's not the cause of your problem. She's not the cause of your problem. Go and get yourself treated, okay? Also, sometimes a man's penis may not stand because the girl, both of them are not flowing. Like, maybe what I ordered versus what I got. The guy may be seeing the girl's picture on social media. He has been having this thing. The girl is looking so voluptuous, sweet, juicy. When he now comes to the room, and see, remove waist strain. Another thing we see. Shape don't change. From figure 8 to figure 20. Well, now they try, sha. So that mind that he has been using to imagine the girl, you know, oh, this is a sexy girl, you know, big boy. Some people say they are wearing padded nyasho. You go and remove clothes now, you are seeing flat bumble. So that urge can drop, and then after all is said and done, the dick refuses to stand because his mind is no longer there. So there are different causes of this, and you know, it's a very awkward moment because both for the girl and the guy, like, they will just be, nobody will know what to say at that point, okay? Another awkward moment during sex could be crying. Yes, I've experienced it before. Like, there was a time I just started crying during sex. Like, I don't know, till today, I don't even know what happened. I don't know what, Jesus, it was so awkward. Like, I just put one corner of it, I started crying. The guy was surprised. What happened? Did I do anything? Did I hurt you? Are you in pain? Nothing, I was not in pain, I was just crying. I don't know what I remembered at that point. I don't know till today. So I think it happens with, you know, women, we are very emotional beings, you know. I think I'm not the only person that's experienced that. Some girls too can start crying during sex, and most guys are not used to that kind of thing. You know, there are some guys that all their life now, also that they fuck. No emotion. Nothing. No emotion. The girl is just there. Oh, girl, okay. 5, 1 hour, give me my money. So they're not used to that kind of seeing a girl being emotional like that. So they'll be surprised, like, that sex will just end because they are feeling, they can feel, but what is happening? Like, this one, why this one they cry? Wait till can they happen? Because they are not used to, most men don't even know that that women are emotional like that. Yeah, most men don't even know that. So crying also, there are some guys that even cry during sex. Yes, there are some guys that cry because they want to, like, if they're really feeling it, oh, mommy, oh, yes, like that crying is sweet, but it can be awkward, especially if you're not used to something like that. You just, like, another awkward moment is laughing. You can start laughing, like me now. If I experience that kind of thing, I'll be laughing. You will laugh, and it can, you know, the other person will feel vulnerable because at that moment they are like feeling it, and you, so you, maybe the way the person is doing their face, or the way they are shouting, or the way, you will just start to laugh. So laughing is also like, a very like awkward moment. And there's sometimes that if two of you are in connection, two of you can just, maybe something happened and two of you just start, you know, laughing. Maybe, I don't know. Something can just happen during sex and you start laughing or even talking. Some people during sex, they talk with each other. So it's awkward. Like, you may just realize, oh, we are talking during sex. And another awkward one is sleeping. Or more, sometimes people are having sex and they fall asleep. Like, one of the partner can fall asleep and the other person is still going. But I don't know how it's very possible. If the other person is very tired, maybe like, you know, during like, or maybe the person is tipsy or high, it's very possible. Or the person is very tired, you know, like most marriages, maybe the husband is tired or the wife is tired. You know, sometimes some women, if the husband is tired, they will just, I don't know, for men, maybe men's dick still stands if they're sleeping. I think I have to try that. I'll have to experiment it to check and know if it is true, because I cannot say what I don't know. Sure, you get in here. So, but some women, like, you know, in the Bible, there's one, this thing in the Bible, that a man was drunk and his daughters came and raped him. So he was drunk, he was sleeping, but his spirit, you know, stood up. God is very wonderful. God is magnificent. Even when you are sleeping, your prick can still walk while you are sleeping. Your dick is there fighting for you. Wow, that's actually nice. So sleeping is a very awkward moment, because I don't know, are you enjoying it as you are sleeping or what? Are you feeling it? If you're high, I don't think you remember, because most people, like, when they have sex, if they're high, they don't even remember that anything happened to them, you know? So I don't know. I've not had sex while sleeping before, so I don't know. But I feel it's a very awkward moment, even for the person that is having sex with them. Like, it will be very awkward. Another awkward moment is being caught while having sex. That one is awkward of the awkwardest of the awkwardest. The awkwardest moment while having sex is being caught or being interrupted. Jesus, that one happens a lot with mommy and daddy. Most times the children can interrupt them while having sex. I've seen a movie where they were having sex and the child came in. If you see the way they just manipulated themselves and just came like nothing happened, the child now came into the room and slept in between both of them in the middle of sex. God, crazy. So people get interrupted. Someone can come into the room, you know, someone can, you know, come in. Or sometimes, you know, most people, like, for example, now, if you're a side chick and you're having sex with your sugar daddy, the wife can come and interrupt you people. That one is very awkward, because they can pour acid on you, they can pour hot water, they can drag you out naked to the public view, they can video you. So what gets more awkward than that? I do not think there's anything more awkward than that, because it's not only awkward, it's very dangerous, it's very risky. You could even lose your life. You could get beaten, you could get, you know, any kind of thing, you know. A guy having sex with house girl, that kind of interruption would be very awkward. You know, madam having sex with gates man and someone catches them, very, very awkward. Very awkward. A guy having sex with secretary, very awkward. You know, very awkward moments happen during sex. That, to me, that's like the top of the list, the most awkward of the awkwardest, is getting interrupted while having sex. Okay, so another awkward moment, you know, is vomiting during sex. Okay, there's something I saw on Tinder Nuts page where a girl was saying, like, she had fish, the guy bought fish for her before sex. Now, so the guy, not the girl, doggy, everything, she vomited everything. Like, that means the food did not even digest. Okay, you could have at least waited for her, for the food to digest first. Guys, if you eat, make sure your food digests before sex. Okay, because imagine where you just finished eating and you are lying down and the guy is lifting your two legs up. You know that sex position where the guy lifts your leg up and presses it on your body and it's kind of like squeezing you together and you just ate food, you will vomit. Oh, you will definitely vomit. I have an experience where I vomited while giving this guy a blowjob. That day I ate fufu and afang soup. I just finished eating fufu and afang soup, like, it was even up to 1 hour. And me, I have slow digestion, you know. I have slow digestion. If I eat that kind of thing, I need to, like, stay for, like, maybe 4 hours, 5 hours before that food digests. I now went to go and meet this guy. I was giving him head. Like, even before I started, I was like, hope I don't vomit. So I was like, this guy head, like, deep-throating him. Like, you know, deep-throating, most times you gag. Okay, so that really brings that kind. You know, when you're detroiting, if your food has not really settled down, you bring out saliva, you understand, but if your food has not really gotten down, you will vomit. And I did not even know, because I wasn't even expecting that kind of thing to happen. That is how, okay, I think he used his hand to push my head. He used his hand to push my head, like, to, you know what guys do, like, they use their hand to push their head. And that is how fufu came out from my mouth. I don't, and he was like, I ran to the bathroom, a little bit poured on, but I ran to the bathroom. He was telling me, no, don't go, don't vomit. I was like, who is this one? So I should vomit there on the deck. Like, people are crazy. This guy told me I should not go and vomit in the bathroom. So I should come and vomit fufu and half a soup on your dick. I don't know. Is that part of fetish? Some people's fetish could actually be vomiting. It could be vomiting, because I think he even did it on purpose, because I told him that I just finished eating it. Yes, he did it on purpose. Like, maybe that's his fetish, or he enjoys it or something. So people that vomiting, like, I felt very awkward, you know. Even when I finished vomiting everything, the pepper that was in my throat, I did not even know how to continue or how to start. Like, I was so embarrassed. I thank God I was able to even hold myself, because imagine me vomiting balls of fufu. Hey God, that would have been the worst moment of my life. It got close to being the worst moment of my life, because I threw, oh God, no, that's so bad. Like, vomiting is a very, very awkward moments during sex. Also, we have bad breath. Okay, we talked about body odor, but then we cannot leave out bad breath. Some people have very bad mouth odor. See, some people's mouth, like, and most times, you know, bad mouth odor can be from maybe the kind of food you eat or something, but some people's mouth odor can be from maybe they have a mouth infection or something. See, girls, don't allow a man that has mouth odor to give you head. Please, I beg in the name of God. Don't allow a man that has mouth odor to put his mouth in your vagina. That is the easiest way to get a yeast infection or even a bacterial infection. Because if he has mouth odor, the chances that he's not brushing his teeth, he doesn't have good mouth hygiene, good oral hygiene, is very high. You know, some people's mouth just maybe has that bad odor because maybe they eat garlic or something. You know, some people that have body odor, it could be from the blood. Some people have lots of toxins in their blood that can affect the way their body smell or their mouth smell. But you see mouth odor, that the guy is not brushing, he doesn't have a good hygiene. Some people, you see their tongue will be so white. White! You can't even see the pink color again. Their tongue is not, there's no red color there. That person is not scraping his tongue. That kind of tongue is what you're now using to be doing on someone's vagina, on someone's clitoral laxis. Please, don't allow anybody to put dirty mouth in your vagina, because you will definitely have an infection that will throw off your pH balance. You will definitely have an infection. Talk more of those that allow anybody to kiss them. Don't allow anybody to kiss you anyhow. You don't know where the man has put his mouth. There's some men that any vagina they see, they will suck. Any vagina, no matter what the fluid is coming out of it, they are suck. A lot of men are sucking yeast infections. A lot of men are sucking bacteria vagina. Some men, I even saw somewhere that the man was saying he likes pussy that smells like fish. You are a foolish man. You like pussy that smells like fish. You like that means you like infection. You like infectious pussy. You like pussy that has infection. Then imagine that man that went to go and eat infected pussy now comes to kiss you. Sister, that's how you will see blisters coming out from your mouth. You will not know where. You will not know where it's coming from. So kissing is something like, you shouldn't kiss anybody that, if from here like this, you can know someone that has bad mouth odor. You know, they don't need to bring the mouth so close to you before you know. Okay. Or sometimes if people shine their teeth, you can look at the teeth. This teeth is not looking like someone that is brushing teeth very well. Okay. So be very careful. Do not engage in coitus or oral coitus with somebody that has mouth odor. Okay. Even sometimes before having oral sex, please tell the person to brush their teeth. Okay. They should brush first. Brush. Or like don't brush immediately before having oral sex, please. Maybe like an hour, because brushing immediately before oral sex can actually maybe give you an infection, because your mouth is like open. So you get, you can actually, you know, sometimes when you brush hard, you can actually injure yourself a little bit. Sometimes you can have some small, you know, bruises on your tongue. So if you're having oral sex, really you finish brushing, chances of you getting an infection is high. Okay, so just maintain a good oral hygiene. Maybe you could use a mouthwash instead of brushing before having oral sex, and after having oral sex, just use a mouthwash. Okay. Okay, guys. So we've come to the end of this episode. Let me know if you've had any awkward moments during sex. Okay. Let me know in the comments, guys. Let me know what you think about this video in general. Let me know in the comments if you've had any awkward sex experiences, awkward sex moments, and if you like loved this video. Let me know in the comments. I still remain your girl, King Cheek, your sexiest and beautiful host of the Rated 18 podcast, aka Big Baby. Please don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms at Rated18_podcast. I take it again, at Rated18_podcast. So thank you guys for joining me. I'm signing out. Ciao.